Welcome back to the Everything Bagel podcast.
This is Emily.
And this is Shelby.
We have some podcast guests here today. Yep. Moki and Guess Guess. So if you hear the...
That's Guess.
That was actually me. That was me, but
Moki's,
if you hear that,
it's our little Toto. Guess. She's an angel. Look at her. She's like, I know exactly what to do.
She's perfect.
We're also, if you're watching the YouTube, we're wearing pink and green, if you can guess what today's episode is about.
Yes, we're going to be talking about a bunch of things, but mostly about the Wicked movie that just came out.
Yeah. It was so good. And we haven't really, like... discussed this yet, so I'm excited hear all of your thoughts.
Yeah,
it'll be good.
Okay. Do you want to start with, you said you had a question?
Oh yes, it's like a Christmas related question. So when is it appropriate to put up your Christmas tree?
This is
like one of the most time controversial things.
My mom was like a diehard, after Thanksgiving, we can put up Christmas.
Really?
But it cannot be before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I was raised. But I'm not opposed to putting up Christmas before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. My mom, I think she would always put Christmas up before Thanksgiving. Because I feel like they're just like hand in hand, Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know? And so it makes Thanksgiving so much more Thanksgiving-y when you have the Christmas tree up, in my opinion.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
But there's some people that will literally put it up the night of Halloween.
I know.
Like that night, 10 p.m.
I have some Christmas decorations up.
Yeah.
Just like my nutcrackers and stuff, but
I'm surprised I haven't put up my tree.
Yeah, me too. Shelby's a Christmas girly.
I'm a Christmas girly.
I've been busy. Dallin's birthday is December 1st.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, can't put up Christmas until after my birthday. So he, like, never wants to do Christmas things till after his birthday.
Which, I'm a Christmas baby.
That's dumb.
And so I love...
I usually don't wait till after December 1st.
Really?
Yeah, I just put it up anyways. And he just has to live with it.
This year, Thanksgiving is later, though.
Yeah.
So...
yeah.
You Thanksgiving, could put up the tree
Thanksgiving,
later.
And then there's 2 days after. There's 2 days left of November after Thanksgiving until December 1st,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy.
That's so weird.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that until I like looked at the calendar, and I felt like Thanksgiving came sooner this year. Time just flies when you get older. Time just flies.
I can't believe that the year is almost over.
What the heck?
Okay, let's move on.
I have a follow-up question.
Okay, yes, let's do it.
When is it appropriate to start listening to Christmas music?
I feel like those are the same.
I know.
For me, it's like if you're putting up Christmas decorations, you can also listen to music.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
See, I'm more like put up the Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving, but maybe don't start listening to Christmas music until after Thanksgiving. But I usually, like, will play the ballet version of the Christmas music for my ballet song or my ballet classes before. So,
well,
I don't know.
It's kind of a good question because I am the music coordinator in my ward, so I have to choose the hymns. So I was, like, asking my committee members, I'm like, guys, when do I start putting Christmas hymns on the board?
Yeah.
Or, like, when do I start scheduling Christmas hymns?
Yeah, that's hard.
I was like, I don't know what to do. So I think I think this coming Sunday, December 1st, is the first one. Because Thanksgiving
good.
Was so late.
Yeah.
So.
And there's some people that get so mad when you start playing Christmas music before.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to step on anyone's toes.
I know. I wouldn't do Christmas music in your position if I were you before. Yeah. So that's good. That's like perfect.
Yeah.
December 1st.
After Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because there's Thanksgiving hymns that we sung on last Sunday. Anyways. Okay.
Yeah.
We have a lot to talk about, so we gotta move on.
We have to congratulate ourselves because we got our first hate comment. Yes! Woo! Emily Let's and I go. Were like, we have made it once we get a hate comment, you know? Because most of the people, my mouth just did a weird clicking noise. That was weird.
Oh.
Most of the people that listen to us right now are people that we know.
Yeah.
Still. And so.
They usually don't hate on us.
Yeah, they don't hate on us. They're I nice. Mean, they give us most of pity. Them. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
A lot of people actually do message us. Just kidding.
Give us hey, hate. Shelby and Emily, your podcast sucked this week. I actually hated it. Just kidding.
I'm honestly yeah, surprised.
I thought we'd have more than 87 followers getting hate comments. But, I mean, I purposely posted that reel because I knew it would be a little controversial. Yeah. So that's kind of what I was hoping for. So
I want to tell the listeners and watchers now, if you're on YouTube, what the hate comment was. So it's the trend.
Oh, yeah. Actually, the first hate comment wasn't on that reel that I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was on a different one.
So the first one, what's the trend? How does it go again? Like when I say something stupid.
Oh.
Like, I love you. And
yeah. Spoil it all by saying something stupid. Yes. Like, oh, that's right. We posted that video of you saying comfortable.
Yeah, comfortable. And then this guy on TikTok, his handle is jrove13. You posted it. I mean, I'm going to say it. He goes, podcast equipment needs to be so much more expensive.
You know what? I mean, points for creativity.
Yeah.
He wasn't just like, this sucks.
Yeah.
So I got to give it to him.
Yeah.
Points for creativity. Well, it could have been funnier. I think he could have put some humor in there. I would have laughed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, overall, I was really excited to get that hate comment.
Yeah.
Super stoked. We got it. Like, it's going to go down in history. Once Everything Bagel podcast makes it big, this is going to be a historic moment for us.
Yeah.
So,
or even very like, excited. Not even that big, just like maybe 1,000 followers or something, or listeners.
I mean, for us, that would be big.
That would be big.
Should we talk about the other reel that got really controversial comments?
Yeah, which is interesting that these kind of happened like back to back.
Yeah. So I posted a reel of a screen recording of a Marco Polo I sent Shelby, and it was just like my real live reaction to a moment in Dancing with the Stars last week when Carrie Ann told Brandon that her feet came off the ground in a dance they did and they weren't supposed to. So she was like, I warned you that I was going to start calling you out on this. Or like, I've talked about it in the past. And he goes, me? No.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the judges started going crazy and stuff. And I was like, even if he was right, in my opinion, I was like, you can't do that. If a judge or a coach or a teacher like gives you a correction or a suggestion or criticism, you don't say, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You do not say that, even if they are wrong.
Yeah.
You just take it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is just basic dancer etiquette that he should know. And it has been a very controversial subject on the internet because some people are like, no, he was right. Carrie Ann didn't warn Brandon. She warned
Sasha.
Uh-huh. But in the way I interpreted it, first of all, was that she was giving a general PSA to everyone. I'm going to start calling people out on their lifts.
Yeah.
She said that. She's like, I'm going to start calling people out. And so that's my opinion, but it's okay if you don't share that opinion. But I still stand by the fact that even if she was in the wrong, he shouldn't have denied.
Yeah.
Her criticism. So, but people in the comments are so funny. They're like, unprofessional. You're the one unprofessional by posting this video. Yeah. I'm like,
sit down.
I'm not trying to be professional here. I'm trying to stir up some drama. That's exactly what happened. Yeah,
that's exactly. You're giving us what we want.
Yeah. I was like, thank you. They are definitely like teenagers or something.
Yeah.
Because the language was just so bad. The grammar was so bad in those comments. It was probably like a 15-year-old, so.
Yeah, and they both looked like guys, which was interesting.
Yeah, that's weird too.
But then I was talking to Abe about it, and he was like, they're totally bots. Like, that's not real. But then you're like, that doesn't seem like a bot comment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what is a bot comment?
I didn't even know bots would leave hate comments.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
If you're a bot, Okay, sorry.
Keep Put it in the comments.
Let me know if you're a bot, if you would leave a hate comment. Okay.
Do we want to bring up Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, we can real quick.
So it was announced. Well, we know that Colleen Hoover's book, Verity, is being turned into a film. And it was announced that Anne Hathaway is starring in it. At first, I was like, she's going to be Lowen?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Like, she's too old.
Because Lowen's a brunette and Verity's a blonde.
Uh-huh. But then I think it came out that she's going to be Verity.
Which I could see more so.
Yeah.
Totally. Verity's, like, more mature in my eyes.
Like, she fits Verity a lot better mm-hmm. than Lowen, for yeah. sure.
And I think Anne Hathaway could do a good job of being, like, a little bit creepy uh-huh. and crazy. So I'm excited. Totally. But, yeah, I hope Lowen is more of, like, a younger...
Should we talk about Dancing with the Stars finale?
Yes. Okay, so the finale was last
night. Spoilers if you haven't watched it yet.
I mean, this episode's not going to come out for...
Yeah.
Another week. After.
So you better have watched it.
Yeah.
Why are you whining?
But I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. I was really happy with the top five. I just, yeah.
And I'm really glad that they kept all of them for the finale. Because it was really fun to see their freestyle. Yes. And
yes. I mean, this season has been the best season ever, in my opinion. And the first season Shelby's watched. I know we've talked about this before, but if you haven't listened to our other episodes... this is the first season Shelby's watched, and I think the viewer, I mean, Dancing with the Stars, I think was kind of going downhill.
I was shocked at the lineup for top five, like the way that it was ranked.
Yes. Yes.
I
did not expect Danny to be in fifth.
No. But then I've seen a lot of people on social media and they're like, I totally expected that. And I'm like, what?
Like Morgan Talks, I don't know if you follow her. She always does really fast updated videos on like a lot of reality television shows, like Secret Lives, More Wives and mm-hmm. Dancing with the Stars. So I always like seeing her videos, but she was like, all the top five were really, really good dancers except Danny. And I was like, huh?
Yeah.
I thought Danny was a really good dancer.
For sure.
I mean, I even think him compared to Steven.
Yeah, I thought he was better than Steven.
Yeah, at least, like, they were pretty much the same. I mean, Steven has the agility because he's a gymnast, but his musicality and his, like, ability to be grounded into the floor, he really struggled with throughout the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel like Danny struggled with those things. Yeah, he was maybe a little bit more stiff.
Steven has such a good personality.
Yeah.
And he probably got more votes. Well, he got more votes.
He and Riley, I loved their partnership. I think a lot of people liked them together because mm-hmm. they're both young and just mm-hmm. like really fun.
Their freestyle dance was so good.
So good.
It made me emotional. Damage.
It was so good.
I loved all of their freestyles.
Yeah, me too.
I loved Danny and Whitney's Barbie and Ken.
Yes.
How did he look exactly like Ryan Gosling?
No, really. I was like, Ryan, is that you?
Like, I was dying laughing.
He looked just like
Ryan But I'm also Gosling. Like, why didn't she put any football in this? Like,
oh,
I feel like she would have added some football. Yeah, that's
weird. If we're being critical, too, on Jenna and Joey's, I did really like it. I know Carrie Ann was hard on them. I think that they needed to put the rackets down halfway through and do dancing. Like, they held the rackets pretty much the whole time and basically could never use their arms.
Yeah. But lighting up the rackets was cool. Yes. I liked that part.
That was cool. Also, Jenna spinning it at the beginning. Why was I so impressed by that? Like, obviously, Joey can do that. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, Jenna. Okay. Yeah.
I know. I like that the pros let their stars, like, teach them something.
Yeah.
Like, Riley did a little bit of gymnastics. And did you see that Danny taught... Whitney some drills. They didn't put it on Dancing with the Stars, but it was on social media.
Yeah, the tackle drill. Uh-huh. Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, I love that.
This was such a good season.
It was so good. And but I was shocked. Chandler was top three.
Yeah.
Which...
I don't know, I wasn't
When it came down shocked. To Joey, Alona, and Chandler, I was like, Alona's for sure top three. And Chandler's second, and Joey That's and Jenna won.
But I was so happy when it was Alona and Joey.
I know. I'm so happy.
They were
for
my
her.
Two favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And I did vote for her. I actually did vote for her just because I wanted her to be up there.
Yeah.
But I didn't use all 10 votes for her.
Same.
I gave Joey my 10 votes.
Same.
So yeah, I'm super happy. I'm super happy with the results.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm proud. I'm shocked. Of Ilona.
From the beginning of the season, I would not have thought Ilona would have been second.
I know.
But her progress was so good. She went from having some of the lowest scores to being second overall.
Yeah. And then they got a perfect score. Their last dance was a perfect score. That was bitter.
They had to.
Bittersweet.
Yeah.
So sad that it's over, but I'm happy with the results. I know a lot of people are mad, though, that Ilona got second. And I'm like, who liked Chandler that much?
Look, I understand Chandler was the most technically sound dancer of the whole season. But it's also about personality. You have to actually like the person you're voting for.
Yeah.
And not that I don't like Chandler, but Ilona is the most likable person.
She's hilarious. Ever. Her social media is so good.
I'm obsessed with her.
The rumor, the joke going around is that she's going to be the next Bachelorette. And I want that to happen so bad.
I honestly, you know what? I think the Bachelorette franchise really messes up people and ruins people. I think they should make a TV show just for Ilona.
Yeah.
A dating show just for her. But make it more unconventional. Like, not the traditional Bachelorette type thing in the mansion. Mm-hmm. But like, something way more fun. Like, they have to go do funny things or go on, like, more fun dates. Or
that would be fun.
Like, another dating show. She's just in charge. She just makes them do crazy things. I would love that. I think Ilona needs her own TV show.
Yeah.
Ugh. It'd be so good.
That would be so good. But I don't think they would. They've never done that before. Like, brought an outsider as Bachelor or Bachelorette.
They did with Matt's season. Do you remember Matt?
He wasn't.
Really, really, really tall black guy.
He wasn't in a previous season?
That was the first time they ever did that. And he is Tyler Cameron. Is that his name? Tyler Cameron? Tyler Cameron's best friend.
Oh.
So he was big on, like, Tyler Cameron's Instagram, and a lot of people knew Matt from social media because they, I don't know, would post a lot together or something. So they brought him in. And I actually really liked him.
Why didn't I know that? Weird.
That must have been scary, though, not having any previous, like, TV experience and then being a Bachelor.
Well, and casting him. Because it's like, you have to know that they're going to do well in front of the camera.
Yeah.
To be the Bachelor.
So that's, like, a big compliment.
That is a big compliment.
But yeah, he did well,
considering those circumstances.
The only thing that I thought was awkward about Matt was that he would kiss with his eyes open.
That's right! Oh my gosh! There actually were a lot of things about that man that were cringy. Especially that.
What was the phrase he would always say? There was a phrase, and people would make compilations.
And he would say it to every girl.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It was something... I don't remember. We have to look it up. But anyways, y'all know what I'm talking about. But no, I liked Matt.
Yeah. So they could do it with Ilona. Maybe. Maybe. Also, when... Okay, first of all, Julianne was fumbling a lot in that finale.
Also, what was she wearing?
I don't know.
The black tights.
It was a towel.
A towel. You're so Utah.
I'm very Utah.
Towel. No, that's literally, we were watching it at my in-laws, and my father-in-law was like, did she just get out of the shower?
Yeah.
I was like, literally looks like a towel.
And was she wearing black tights, or was it like long boots?
Black tights with black heels.
Oh, okay.
At one point, she took the heels off, but the black tights made it that much worse.
Yeah.
And then her orange lipstick...
Yeah.
It was giving the lipstick we wore when we performed. Just that's like so bright, mean.
It wasn't that
red
bad.
With orange undertones. Yes. No, that's exactly what it was.
It was red more red.
With orange undertones.
I would say it was just like a bright. Yeah, it did.
It had orange undertones. Huh. It was like exactly the shade we would wear when we would
perform. Yeah, that lipstick was a no. But the one part. When Whitney and Danny are in Ken's bed and Julianne is there too, and Danny,
I need to rewatch.
Danny starts flirting with Julianne.
I had a lot of crazy things happening last night while I was trying to watch the show.
You need to watch that part.
I was like trying to drive home. I was trying to shower. My gallon of milk that had gone bad exploded all over my fridge. So I had to clean that up, and I was like in the middle of watching. I was gagging. It was so bad. That's anyways,
disgusting.
So Dallin and I were like cleaning it up. So anyways, I got to rewatch some of the dances.
Yeah. Go watch that part. It's after their freestyle, Whitney and Danny's freestyle, and he starts flirting with Julianne in a bed, talking about being in bed with each other.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so it wasn't during the dance?
No, it was after, when they were going to get their scores, but...
I need to watch that.
That's
so funny.
The scoring was a little bit weird, too. Especially this
whole season.
It's so weird. Like, it just doesn't add up.
Weird.
At all. I don't know. Anything else?
I think that's it for Dancing with the Stars. Okay.
Okay.
So are we going to talk about Wicked?
Yes.
So good.
I have never seen the Broadway production. Have you seen it?
Yes. It changed my life.
Why have I never... Oh, literally. I'm freaking...
It's such a good story.
I live under a rock. Like...
If you don't know, Wicked is the prequel to Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And it was originally a musical. The recordings were originally done by Idina Menzel as Elphaba and Kristen Chenoweth as Glinda. Absolutely iconic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been listening to the soundtrack since I was a kid, since I was in, like, elementary or middle school.
And I've heard the music. Like, I've heard all of the music, and it's incredible, but I've never seen the production.
Well, it is coming to Salt Lake and Eccles. It's coming to Eccles.
Yeah, we should go.
We are going to the Dancing with the Stars tour in March when they come to Salt Lake.
Yes. I wish that more of the stars were going to be there.
Steven will be there and Riley, but
I wonder if Jenna will be there. If Jenna,
I kind of doubt it.
Or Whitney are there, or Daniela. I'll be happy.
Pretty sure Daniela will be on tour. Usually Daniela and Pasha are on tour.
Really?
I wonder why last year.
Jenna and Val don't usually go. I need to see them. Know.
I love them.
And they're from Utah. It's like, I know. I wish that the
people that are from Utah would just do the Utah shows.
I know.
Because so many people in Utah know them and would want to come anyways.
Yeah. Like, represent Utahns, please.
Anyways, okay, back to Wicked.
Back to Wicked. Before we get into Wicked, there were just things circulating around the internet before the movie even came out. And one of those things was all of these weird things that were happening to the Wizard of Oz cast.
Yes.
So.
It's like really disturbing the amount of medical issues that happened during the filming of the original Wizard of Oz movie. It is disturbing,
and I don't know they
made them go through.
I don't know, like, how much of it is actually true. I didn't actually fact check any of this is all from TikTok, you guys, as
always.
Every
time
I learned so much on TikTok, but I'm like, is this real? Is this not real?
A lot of these things I've heard before, and I've heard from other places, so they're probably pretty accurate, but the details, we cannot guarantee that these are accurate.
Yeah, so don't go around telling people that we told you. Just keep that in mind. Anyway, Buddy Ebsen, the Tin Man, I probably said his name wrong. Ebsen? I don't know. He had to wear a metal suit and be covered in aluminum powder, causing lung damage and lifelong respiratory problems. Like, what?
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's terrible.
I mean, it's basically like lead poisoning.
Yeah. Ray Bolger, the Scarecrow, left with permanent scars on his face because of the mask he wore while filming. He also got cancer from the asbestos used from the snow scene.
A lot of them had health issues due to the,
like, asbestos. All of the
stuff. Is that how you say it? It's a carcinogen.
Yeah.
And that's what they used for the snowing.
Yeah.
They're just poisoning them.
Uh-huh.
Basically, they were using all these terribly poisonous things. The scars on the face confuses me. Do you think it's because of the glue they would use, and then, like,
I don't know.
It would just damage his skin when he took the mask off?
Yeah, in my head, I was like, did they staple it to him or something? Like, why does he have scars?
Yeah.
It's like the...
In my head, it was like just removing it improperly, you know, and the glue damaged his skin.
And he had to do it.
Permanent scars so many times. Crazy.
That is. That's so sad.
And then similar with the Wicked Witch.
Uh-huh. Margaret Hamilton.
The makeup, the green that they used was also toxic.
There was like a large amounts of copper in it.
Yeah. So she
got poisoned as well. A lot of health issues because of that.
And I heard that at one point she couldn't even eat solid food.
Yeah.
Because she was so sick.
Yeah. They also, she had to handle white phosphorus, which led to third degree burns on her face and arms.
Third degree. That's crazy.
That's terrible.
You're going to the hospital.
Then they just cover it up with the copper green makeup.
I mean, second degree burns is bad enough. Third degree?
Oh, bruh. So sad. And then Dorothy, Judy Garland, they made her take medication, drugs, whatever, to basically suppress or stunt her growth. So she would look young forever, and they heavily were controlling her diet so that she wouldn't gain weight.
Speaking of which, because talking about these things that happened years ago, and it seems like we have a lot more information now on carcinogens and toxins and makeup and stuff like that, so these things don't happen as much anymore, thankfully. And I think they have higher standards of safety protocols on sets and stuff like that. And they hire crews just for safety.
Yeah.
You know, precautions. Which is so good. Stuff. But I think, unfortunately, things still happen. Mm-hmm. And inhumane things still happen on sets sometimes, you know.
It's just the industry. We're still progressing and learning. There's going to be things that we use now that come out later that is probably toxic. Mm-hmm. So,
and like the new Wicked movie, there are rumors that the producers encourage Cynthia to lose weight.
Really?
And she is, did you see a before picture?
This is one thing I want to talk about.
It's so bad. They're
so skinny.
Both Cynthia and Ariana look unwell.
Are you okay?
They're sickly, especially Ariana. But when I saw Cynthia's before,
yeah, like she looked great. She was,
even from the beginning of filming the movie, her face was fuller, and in her interviews, it's really hollowed out. Like her face, it just looks like a skull.
That's what I noticed. Like I was seeing all of their interviews, and they're so skinny. And then I looked at the previews of the movie, and I'm like, she's not this skinny.
Especially
in the movie.
Cynthia, you can tell a difference. Ariana, especially in the opening scene, I think they filmed the opening scene last. Because you can see her bones, her ribs in that scene. But not as much the rest of the movie.
How do you feel about Ariana's look in the movie?
In the movie?
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with it. I think she pulled off blonde pretty well.
I loved her blonde hair. But yeah. I feel like she just needed a little bit more color. Like some blush or contour or something. So right. Because her makeup was just like, there was no contrast. Like, her hair, her skin, her eyebrows, everything but her eyelashes were the same color. Like
pale.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't think, I mean, I'm...
She did need a little bit of color in her cheeks, for
sure. Yeah, I don't know how Glinda is supposed to be portrayed, but I don't know if she's supposed to look super pale like
that. She was a little ghostly.
She was. And the eyelashes were too dark for me.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. But yeah.
Overall, though, it was such a good movie. I didn't realize it was only going to be part one.
Yeah.
One of my complaints, and I don't have a lot of complaints, like, honestly, it's 10 out of 10. But if you're going to do part one and part two, I don't need part one to be 3 hours long.
It was so long.
I was like, you're telling me that we took a, you know, whatever, 2.5 hour, I don't know how long the original musical was, and are making it into a 6 hour movie?
Yeah.
Huh? But
it Cynthia, is fun to see the development, though.
Cynthia sang the songs so slow.
That's why the movie was so long.
Okay, but I'm not that
they
girl.
They sing it live. Did you know that?
It's already a long song. Yes. I love that. It's like what they did in Les Mis. Mm-hmm. So they're actually singing.
But I it's wonder.
It's not a voiceover. It's not a recording.
I wonder, did they like put a recording over it? Or is that like how?
No. What you're watching is them actually singing in that moment. That's so they're crazy. Recording the singing and yeah, at the same time.
Whoa. That's wild.
Yeah.
I interrupted you. What were you saying before that? If you remember.
I don't remember. Just that it was really impressive. You were
talking about Cynthia and how slow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Defying Gravity is like the best song of the whole movie soundtrack. But in the actual movie, I really like the recording. So like listening to the album.
Yeah.
Because they take out the pauses. But in the movie, I was like, can we finish this song? Linger. It took them like 15 minutes to finish this song because they just kept stopping. Mm-hmm. And it was for a dramatic effect.
Yeah.
But which I love that. I was like, come on, I want to hear that last note. Come on. I was just like anxious to get to that part. And it just kept pausing and just, I was like, okay, we can stop pausing now.
Yeah.
Let's.
That was probably my favorite part. Like, I loved seeing all of the components coming together to like create the iconic witch. Like we have the hat and then we have the cape and then we have the broom. And I'm like, this is so iconic. Yeah. And then I thought, I was like, when did this whole idea of like a witch rides a broomstick start? I was going to look that up,
but
I
never looked it up. Was it Wizard of Oz
that I don't made know. That? That's what I was wondering.
We should figure it out.
That was probably my favorite part.
It's so good.
What?
I'm so excited for... There are some songs in part two that are so good.
Yeah.
No Good Deed. Mm-hmm. And the one with Fiero and Elphaba. What is that one? It's on the tip of my tongue. And then obviously For Good. That one's a classic. Mm-hmm. Always makes me cry. And what were you going to say?
But in part one... So the movie, and let's talk about like the movie soundtrack, which listening to the original soundtrack from the show versus the movie, they are very, very similar, which I like that they honored that.
Yes.
But.
Well, yeah, you cannot change. I mean, the music is so genius.
It's so good.
You can't change it.
It's much. Literally so good. But just talking about part one, the movie. What's your favorite song or songs?
I mean, Defying Gravity is so good. Mm-hmm. But I really like What Is This Feeling? Mm-hmm. I've always loved that song. It's just so catchy. And yeah. I love the duets, the duet between Elphaba and Glinda.
Yeah.
I have too many favorite songs, though.
I know. But they're all so good.
It probably has to be Defying Gravity.
Yeah. I would say Defying Gravity is my number one because it just keeps replaying in my head. Yes. I don't even know the lyrics, but it's in my head nonstop lately after watching it. Really like Popular. I think it's super fun. I love classic. How Ariana did it.
Yes.
Like, she did good. Such a good job.
She did good.
And then... I like Dancing Through Life, too. Mm-hmm. I loved that part in the library. Mm-hmm. Like, the choreography was so fun, and he did such a good job. But also, listening to the original soundtrack, whoever, I don't know his name, is Fiero. He's so good. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
I think I might like Jonathan Bailey better.
Really?
Than the original Fiero.
I mean, I love him.
I might.
Jonathan is so good, and it's like...
But his the original voice is very, very good. I think Jonathan Bailey almost has a more youthful sound, which I kind of like better.
That's how I felt with Cynthia, especially her higher notes sounds very youthful.
Yeah.
And I liked that.
I like that too, actually.
Her voice is so That's true. Good.
It's,
oh my gosh.
It's crazy.
They're so talented.
The fact that she's singing those live, I mean, in Defying Gravity, she's literally flying through the air.
And she does her own stunts. That's crazy.
Crazy.
That's so freaking cool. I love that.
Very impressive.
But another part, I loved the library scene that I saw online. You know how there's like the circle and it's spinning?
Yes.
And then there's the ladders that like go diagonally. Mm-hmm. So it's supposed to be Oz. So like the O, and then the ladders make a Z.
Oh my gosh.
At one point.
Wow, that's genius. Cool?
Genius.
Another thing that's really impressive about this movie is that most of the sets were real. They didn't use a lot of editing or CGI for like the background and stuff. Mm-hmm. So like when you're inside of Oz, that's a real set. My favorite part is the train.
Yeah.
They built that train.
It was like a ton.
What? Like, that's how much it weighed?
Or something. Something.
That train was so cool.
Mm-hmm. That was so cool. Oh, and the so Munchkin good. Land and Emerald City, that was all real. Oh, and then real.
They planted all those tulips.
They planted like 9 million tulips or something.
That is crazy.
This is...
Tell me how their budget was only $150 million.
Yeah.
Because all of those sets, the tulips having to travel to wherever they were.
And
to
then plant they those. Paid... They paid Ariana $15 million.
$15 million.
Cynthia only got paid $1 to $2 million, which is still a lot, and I get it. Like, Ariana is Ariana Grande.
You know, and we didn't know Cynthia before this.
Yeah.
I personally didn't.
I didn't. Most I guess she was didn't. In, like, Greatest Showman or something like that.
Okay.
But I didn't know who she was before this either. But that's a big difference. $1 million yeah. versus $15 yeah. million. And it's like, Ariana Grande really did... make the movie mm-hmm. and made people want to go.
I know a lot of people are a little bit upset over that wage gap, but Ariana didn't go on tour. Instead, she took this role. So you have to think about the opportunity cost of all her not going on lose. Tour. Mm-hmm. She probably would have made way more money on tour.
Yeah.
So they had, I mean, you kind of have to pay her that much, right?
Yeah. And this was her dream. Like, she has said in interviews that she would literally drop everything to just go audition.
And she did.
And she
did. Dropped everything to do this role.
Yeah.
And she did so good. I was she actually did. Worried oh. when they first announced that she was Glinda, because I just couldn't picture it in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But she killed it. And I think she was perfect. Like, her personality for the role was absolutely perfect.
Acting, singing, dancing, and being funny.
Also, if you haven't seen the movie, don't listen to this because it's a big spoiler. But the cameos, they did such a good job at keeping yes, that a secret.
I know. And having everybody Kristen was and shocked. Adina, that
my was jaw so was fun. On the floor. I was like, talent. I was like, no way. I was so excited. That was so fun that yeah, they had them in there.
That was cool.
And it was so funny when Ariana started to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen slapped her hand over mouth.
Yes.
No, it's my turn.
And they're like, both want the spotlight.
It's so funny.
That was good. I really liked that. I have some other notes in here. Can we just talk about Ariana's voice? Well, their voices for a second. They're both so extremely talented. It's crazy. Like, it is crazy. How are you born with that much talent?
Crazy. Yeah,
it was they're fun.
Both amazing.
One thing that I really liked was hearing Ariana's like different types of singing. So like pop versus Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she's literally made to do this. Like, no wonder this is her dream.
Yeah.
She's so freaking good.
She's perfect.
And I wish she would come out with more songs that
were like Broadway-esque.
Well, just like really show her talent.
Yeah.
She has, like, a lot of her songs really do, but she just needs to do more. Another thing that I think is interesting about her voice is how her talking voice is different now. Like, yes. She is literally Glinda. It's like Austin Butler.
So funny.
When he was Elvis.
Yeah.
He turned into Elvis, and now he talks like that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you can't help it if you devote your whole life to a role like that for years.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's who you are now.
Yeah. Okay, I want you to guess how tall. I want you to guess how tall, well, you probably know how tall Ariana is, but guess mm-hmm. how tall Cynthia okay. is.
Yes.
And then also the OGs.
Yes.
Like Kristen and okay. Adina.
So I thought Cynthia looked really tall to me. But then when she's standing next to Ariana, she's not that much taller. Mm-hmm. So she's actually really short. My guess is that Ariana is Ariana like 5 foot or 5'1"?
Yeah, she's 5'1".
5'1". Okay. So Cynthia has to be like 5'3"?
Okay. She's 5'1".
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
That's crazy, huh? Because she does look taller than Ariana.
Like, when I see just Cynthia, she looks like a tall...
Yeah, she looks like a tall girl.
I don't know what it is. She gives off tall girl vibes. I think she just has
like a super regal presence.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Now guess the...
Okay, Kristen Chenoweth is tiny. She's
so little.
She's like 4'11".
She's 4'11".
Yes.
Yes.
I'm so good at this.
That's so small. That's
tiny.
Like, that is so little. Could you imagine standing next to her? You're little, but she would, be so small. She's a
child size.
Child size.
Idina Menzel, to me, seems really tall. But maybe it's because she's always next to Kristen Chenoweth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe she's not super tall, but she's taller than me. So I'm going to go with 5'5".
Close. She's 5'4".
Oh, that's shorter than I thought.
Weird, because she also gives off, she gives like, off very tall vibes.
But 5'4", I mean, that's shorter than you.
Yeah.
That's short.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
I know. Weird. When I looked that up, I was like, what? Wild. Wild. Can we talk about...
That is crazy.
Can we talk about Ariana and Ethan? Her boyfriend?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Ethan plays Bach.
Yeah, and if you don't know this drama, I feel like a lot of people know this.
They're just rumors. Some people are saying that they're not true. But basically that while filming, Ariana and Ethan started dating, but like while they were still with their previous partners.
Mm-hmm.
So they're calling them like homewreckers, basically.
Yeah. And I guess they were both married. I don't know if Ariana was still married because I feel like she got divorced before all of this happened.
Who was she married to? I don't even remember her being married.
Just a rando. Not a famous person, just a random person. But she did get married. And Ethan was married. And his... And
had a baby.
Had a baby! And then he left his wife and his child to be with Ariana.
Guys, no. Uh-uh.
That's so sad. Up. And I'm like, him? Ariana?
Like,
what? Like, he's probably so nice and such a good guy.
He probably has a good personality.
But he was SpongeBob. Like, hello?
Oh,
if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, go look up just Ethan look Slater, up a SpongeBob. Picture
of Ethan Slater. That's who Ariana Grande is. Okay,
but
dating.
Another thing that I think is so weird about the whole situation is he looks so similar to her brother, Ariana's brother.
That's right.
And I'm like, oh, it all makes sense. It all makes sense.
Yeah.
She married her brother. Or I guess they're not married.
She's dating her brother.
She's dating her brother.
It's actually creepy. Look up a picture of Ariana Grande's brother compared to Ethan Slater.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, you'll be deeply disturbed. By it's weird. Side by side.
Like, they are so similar. It's freaky. But they're obviously not the same person.
Okay, I have something on another subject.
Okay.
The actresses that played Nessa and young Nessa are actually in wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so cute. And the little girl, I'm obsessed with her.
She was cute.
So cute. And did you see her on the red carpet?
No.
I need to send you that video. It's so cute. She does a toss.
Oh, she does the hair flip.
She's a star. Aww, I love her.
I love
her
that.
Little voice.
A lot of people
in the movie, I was like, I just loved her little voice.
I know, they are all so incredibly talented. It was blowing my mind. But a lot of people did not like Nessa.
Why?
I don't know. They just didn't like her.
I liked her.
I liked her, too. I didn't have a problem with her. And I didn't know that... Spoiler, if you've only seen the movie, because I want to talk about these things later, too. But I didn't know that character becomes the Wicked Witch of the East.
Nessa?
Yeah, did I just spoil that for you?
I mean, no. I don't remember, though.
Because Elphaba becomes the Wicked Witch of the West, obviously, but she becomes the Wicked Witch of the East.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I just remembered something else that happened on the original Wizard of Oz set that was really disturbing that we forgot to bring up.
What?
Was that one of the Munchkins died on set.
Oh, yeah. Did you read that? Uh-huh. He
killed himself, and it was actually in one of the shots. They didn't notice him.
What?
Yeah.
It was while they were filming? I didn't know that.
Yeah. My sister-in-law was telling me, and she showed me the original video. It's really disturbing. I actually don't think you should watch it.
Ew. That is disturbing. I didn't even notice him
in the background.
It's cursed.
Yeah, that is cursed. It's actually cursed. That and also the original Willy Wonka movie is cursed, too.
Are there weird things that happen with them?
Yeah, there's weird Willy Wonka things.
What the?
But not as many.
Yeah.
The only I know there's more, but the only thing I can think of off the top of my head is that they used real milk for the chocolate river.
Ew.
And so over a few days it just was spoiled.
That's disgusting.
And they still had to film in there and it just smelled really bad.
Ew. Why would you do that?
Just use water.
That's like so look... expensive too.
I know. Ew. Ew.
That's disgusting.
Reminds me of the spoiled milk that exploded all over my fridge last night. I was gagging so bad.
How does that even happen?
Because it was so spoiled and it was pushed to the back of my fridge. I didn't remember that it was there.
Oh.
And it was so, like, fermented that it exploded.
Ew, you could have made kefir with that, probably.
Kefir?
Kefir.
I call it kefir.
I call it kefir.
Guys, how do you say that word? Someone please tell us.
Anyways, drop in the comments.
Anything else?
I do have more to say. Like always. At the beginning, all I could think of when I was seeing Ariana was Kat from Victorious.
Mm.
Because I'm like, she's literally the dits.
Yeah.
And Kat is the dits.
That's funny.
But yeah. This was a funny note that I wrote. I was writing these while I was watching the movie. Luckily, we were in the back row.
Amazing.
You know the part where Elphaba comes up to room with Glinda,
mm-hmm.
and she gives her no space?
Mm-hmm.
That's literally me with my husband.
It's great. Your little corner of the bed is great.
Here's your single drawer. I made room.
One hanger in the closet. It's great.
I need to make more room for Abe. I feel so bad. He doesn't have room to put his clothes away. And I'm the one doing the laundry, so I have to put his clothes away and there's nowhere to put them.
Great.
How did you feel about Ariana's dancing?
I didn't really notice it. I actually thought it was pretty good.
So at first I was like, ooh, that's a sickled foot. But then... As the movie went on,
I did not notice that.
As she like did arabesque one time and her foot was sickled. It's just because I'm a dancer and I only noticed that. But as the movie went on, I was like, she's actually killing it. She's great.
I actually thought she killed it at the dancing as well.
And then I found out that Glinda is supposed to be a little bit awkward, like with the dancing. Yeah, so perfect. That makes so much sense. And Ariana purposely like didn't over rehearse the choreography, so she looked more awkward than everyone else.
Wow.
Which
I want to check my notes because I feel like there were actually some things that I didn't say.
Did you also notice that the goat was Peter Dinklage? Tyrion? Okay.
Dallin noticed. He was like, you know whose voice that was? He had to tell me.
It was bugging me the whole time, so I had to look it up. I was like, who is this? I know who this is. Dallin
immediately knew.
He would.
Tyrion. Okay, I did. There was a few other things that I...
On the topic of dancing, though?
Yeah.
Just because this is on the topic. How did you feel about their dance at the dance? Like this one. With the fingers. I have my hand against my forehead.
Here's the thing. I don't want to have an opinion on that because I can't remember what it was like in the original musical.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, if that's how it was in the original musical, then that's great. But I couldn't remember. I was trying to remember. Like, did this happen in the original musical?
See, and I wish I knew. Like, I feel like I'm nerding out about this movie equally as much as everyone that was obsessed with the musical. And I wish I knew. But at first, at that part, I was like, what's going on? This is giving me Wednesday Addams.
Yeah.
But then, like, the more that they kept doing it, I was like, this is, like, so cool.
Here's the thing. I felt uncomfortable watching her dance with that music. But I think that was
the point.
Supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Ariana came, or Glinda started dancing with her.
Like, it literally made me emotional.
I was almost crying in that part, for sure.
I actually loved it. Yeah. And I loved how it did make you feel uncomfy at first. But then by the end, your heart was just so warm.
So good.
Yeah.
Great scene.
So good. What are some of your notes?
This is also another off topic. This is crazy. The Wicked Barbies that they're selling right now in Target or whatever.
They're selling Barbies? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so like Wicked, you know, Glinda and Elphaba, and the Mattel boxes, you know, who sells Barbie? Mattel.
Yeah.
They have a website on there, and it's the wrong website. And the website that they put on there, I don't want to say what it is because people are going to look it up. But oh, no. The website that's on the boxes is a pornographic website.
No.
Yes. It's supposed to be www.wickedthemovie.com, but that's not what they put on there. And my sister-in-law was telling me this, no. And she's like, I literally was at Target, and I wanted to see for myself if this was true, and she fact-checked it. She looked, she, like, went to the website, was immediately like, okay, that's all I need to know.
That's being sold to kids. To kids. But, like, what kid is going to be like, here's the website, I'm going to look it up, you know?
Do kids even know how to put www. Into a browser nowadays?
I don't think so. No. They're like, they where's the QR link?
In Google, and then it comes up with wickedthemovie.com, probably.
Yeah.
Hopefully nobody's looking that up.
That is actually so bad, but so funny.
So bad. I shouldn't be laughing, because that's terrible.
Oh, no.
But I was also dying laughing when she was telling me the story, because I'm like, you looked up that website in public? Were you like,
oh. That's actually so funny.
I was like, why'd you look it up?
Yeah. The rest, she had to know. The rest of my notes are just little Easter eggs that you see throughout the movie.
Yes, that was one other thing that I had on my notes. The only other thing was the silver shoes. Mm-hmm. Do you have that on your notes?
No.
So, in the original, was it a book?
I think so.
Shoot, I think in the book, the shoes that the Wicked Witch of the West gets are silver sparkly shoes, or silver shoes. But when they did the movie, they wanted something brighter.
Yeah.
Because they were doing a color movie for the first time. So they did. They changed it to red.
Yeah.
So the silver shoes that Nessa gets gifted from her mother are kind of an Easter egg, an ode to the original silver shoes.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I also noticed how, because you know how in the movie the Wicked Witch of the West is wearing the striped socks? There's the like official photo of Nessa, and she's wearing striped socks. So that's kind of like a little Easter egg too.
Cute.
I have a bunch more Easter eggs. Should I say them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rapid fire.
The first most obvious one is them choosing the yellow brick road.
Yes.
Which I liked that. And Glinda was like, no, I like the yellow.
I thought that was cute.
And then in the beginning of the movie, well, there's two things here. So you'll notice the little like munchkin kids are ringing the bell, and it's kind of like a little Easter egg of ding dong, the witch is dead. And then another little musical Easter egg is the tulips were planted. Do you need to be licking like that, Moki? The tulips. She does that all the time. Are you thirsty? They were planted in a rainbow, or like rainbow colors. So it's like somewhere over the rainbow from The Wizard of Oz. I liked.
In the very opening scene, apparently you see Elphaba, did you have this one? Riding away from Oz on Fiero's horse. Because they took her broom away.
She's running away. So the timelines,
confused on that too.
If someone can give us a very detailed explanation, which I've seen stuff on TikTok and now it makes a little bit more sense. I'm not even going to attempt to try to explain the timelines, but the timelines of Wicked and Wizard of Oz, I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah.
How is this working? Because Wicked starts and then Wizard of Oz is like a 2-week span or something, but then Wicked keeps going.
My point of confusion is the very beginning of this new Wicked movie.
Yeah.
Is, well, actually, and the original musical happens after she's dead.
Yeah.
So where in, like, The Wizard of Oz would that be? The end, you know?
Yeah. I know. Because I think Dorothy comes into play, or she's going to, in part two of the movie.
Do you think they're going to go not just finish Wicked, but do Wicked / Wizard of Oz in part two?
Ooh.
With Dorothy, like the whole original storyline and Tin Man, Scarecrow.
Maybe.
That's my Maybe. Question.
That would actually be really fun.
Rachel Ziegler is going to be Dorothy.
I don't even want to talk about her. No. I can't. Oh, you guys, I loved her. I was obsessed with her in from West Side Story. And then she just had to ruin herself. Yeah. She came out and was saying how much she hated Snow White, and she plays Snow White? Like, what? No. No, thank you. No. We don't want that. Mm-mm. Did you watch that TikTok? Did I send it to you? Of, like, Ariana Grande being yes. so thankful yes. for being able to play Glinda, and then it was Rachel Ziegler. Like, I was scared of the original Snow White.
Yeah, that movie sucked. Why are you playing this role?
I don't know if I can go see that. Anyway, another Easter egg is in the popular song. She pulls out the red ruby shoes.
The red shoes, yeah.
I loved that.
Not so subtle.
And then this one, I mean, is one that everybody knows. When Elphaba's singing I'm So Happy I Could Melt in The yes. Wizard and I. Yeah. And she really emphasized that. But also in that scene, she goes out into the field and there's a rainbow above her. So it's like another Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
I don't know if you have this Easter egg on there, but when Elphaba and Fiero rescue the lion cub, they ride away on those bikes.
Just yes.
like the yeah. witch does.
Like the Wicked Witch in Wizard of Oz uh-huh. in the beginning. And then,
yeah.
I liked that. That was cool. One that I actually noticed while watching was towards the beginning of the movie, you can see her hand. And, like, in real life, it's just, like, a soft hand. But then there's a shadow of her hand on a book. And you know how a book bends when it's opened? Mm-hmm. And it's, like, all, like, witchy.
Oh. Like the spell book?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it was the spell book. But it was, like, some book. They might have been in the library or something. I can't remember where they were, but...
I did not notice that.
That was cool. You said those. These are kind of more spoilers for part two. So, when Bach... So, it's the first time that Glinda and Bach meet each other. And he, like, kind of tilts and then stands up all weird. And it's kind of like a little foreshadow that he turns into the Tin Man. Because it was like a similar movement to the Tin Man.
Interesting.
And then the cage, or the lion that's in the cage, ends up becoming the Cowardly Lion. And then Fiero, so the choreography in the library is very similar to how the Scarecrow dances in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I can kind of see that now.
Yeah. And if you, like, see a side-by-side, they're super similar. So that's kind of him turning into the Scarecrow, which is super fun. And I didn't know that. And now I'm like, I need to go see it again so I can see all of these things. But so it was fun. Those were all of the Easter eggs that I had saved.
I liked those.
Yeah.
Well, let us know what you guys thought
yeah.
of the movie.
Let's all go to the show now.
Sing along. Yeah. I don't know. Everyone was looking at me weird when I was singing along. I thought it was a sing-along. I'm just kidding.
There were, like, so many people online that are like, you cannot sing along.
They're releasing the sing-along in theaters on Christmas, and there is nothing that I want less than to go to a theater and just hear a bunch of strangers screaming.
That would be terrible. That would be absolutely Hello? Terrible. But I know that? People that would go to that.
Theater kids.
Yeah. Drama kids.
No hate. I was a choir kid.
If you're good at singing, you can go to a sing-along, but you could not find me at a sing-along. I only sing in my car and the shower.
Yeah. Anyways.
Let us know what you thought.
That's it. That's all we got.
That's all we got.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Follow us at eb.pod on TikTok.
like and subscribe, leave a hate comment.
And Instagram.
Send this to a witch.
Yep. Send this to a witch.
Okay.
Love that. Okay.
Bye.